Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. Let me know when you're there. Say amen. Amen. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. There shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, and the Spirit of counsel and might, and the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. I want you to think about this morning. We talked about the Spirit of the Lord and the seven spirits and things like that, and here they are right here. But I want us to understand and get a little bit of understanding on the Spirit of wisdom. The Spirit of wisdom. And if you've ever been in any situation where you didn't know what to do, that's the Spirit that you're going to need in you to help you decide. So I want you to think about that. I want you to pray for me this morning. My mind is slow this morning and my lips are slow. Okay, so it's a slow day for me. So you just pray for me and pray that God will give us some good things to talk about. Amen. Is that what you want? It's what I want too, all right? Heavenly Father, I love you and I do thank you for Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. I thank you for these seven spirits. Lord, I thank you, dear God, that you give of your Spirit freely to us. Lord God, you didn't lay down a bunch of things that we had to do or things that we had to accomplish or money or some sort of prize that we had to pay. Lord, you gave gifts unto men. And these gifts, dear God, come from your Holy Spirit, and they come free of charge. And Lord, Father, undoubtedly, there will be times in our life, Lord, when we're going to need wisdom. We ask you, God, Lord, to bless it, bless us, bless your people, God. And Father, help us to get through this life that we live. We thank you for Jesus, who is our great high priest, who came down here to live as we live, who knows, Father, the fears and the heartache and the grief and the toil and the labor that we endure. And he knows, God, Lord, how we think. And sometimes, God, we don't think right. Sometimes our minds are not right. Sometimes, dear God, our heart, Lord, is not in the right place. So, Father, we need your help. We need your grace and we need your Spirit, dear God, to give us a blessing and to give us a gift, Father, so that we can make it through this life. Lord God, there's things about life and things that have happened, God, that I don't understand. But Lord, I want wisdom. I want you to give me good counsel and good wisdom, Lord, in my life. And teach me, dear God, things so that I can know them and have understanding, God. And Lord, once I understand, Father, I worship you and I praise you for what you've done. Your ways are right and your ways are holy. So Lord, grant to us wisdom this morning. God, give us understanding as we approach your sacred word this morning. We ask this in the name of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. Let me just kind of do this. Let me just kind of go around the room and let's just maybe take a poll of everybody. And let me just ask you, in your opinion or in your mind, when I say the word wisdom or when we talk about a spirit of wisdom, what do you think that is? How does that apply in your life? Or what do you think the definition of that word and that concept wisdom is? Anybody have just something? This is your chance to impress the room with how wise you are. Go ahead, Melissa. The Bible's wisdom, source of wisdom. Go ahead, Keith. Common sense. I think there's a lot to that. Anybody else? Go ahead, Sandy. Yeah, yeah, amen. John? Knowing what path to take? There you go. Go ahead. Spiritual knowledge. That's pretty good. Amen, Ron. We love you too. Go ahead, David. Thing you don't have enough of. Amen. That's why you married her. Amen? Because if you ain't got it, I guarantee you she does. That's what I've found. Amen. Yeah, amen. There's definitely things that I just don't get. And my wife will say, listen to me. She'll say something, I'll go, oh, okay, I just didn't understand. It's all right. Anyway, that's how it works. I guess wisdom, and I like all of these, and so I'm not saying anything against any of them. But to me, wisdom is making the right decision and the best decision about things and issues in life. If you were to contrast that with the word foolish, that foolishness is the opposite of wisdom. Foolish, we've all done foolish things. Amen? Foolish things always hurt us or people around us. There's always going to be a victim of our foolishness. Amen? Always is. So I guess a good way to look at it would be the help that we need, or with everything gathered together, we make the right decision to do the right thing. I'll tell you this, the wisest thing that anybody has ever done is come before the cross of Jesus and ask for mercy and salvation and eternal life. That is the wisest thing that you will ever do. It's the wisest decision you'll ever make. It is, the Bible says, a fool hath said in his heart, what? There is no God. You see the contrast? Wisdom says there's not only a God, but he should be, you could come to him for mercy and grace. Foolishness says there is no God. That means I can live however I want to and do whatever I want to, and I have no one to apologize for or to, because I don't believe in God and I don't believe in any consequences for my actions. That's foolishness. So wisdom, I think best wisdom, the best way to apply wisdom is to make that decision, make the correct decision about where you're going to spend eternal life. The rich man in Luke chapter 16 was foolish. He gathered to himself all the riches of this world, and yet when he went to hell, all he wanted, he didn't want his couch back, he didn't want his gold, he didn't want his fine raiment, he didn't want his table full of food, he wanted Lazarus to dip his finger in water and cool his tongue. That's what he wanted. He realized he made a foolish mistake, and he wanted Lazarus to go back from the dead and warn his other brothers about that place. That's what he wanted. And here's Lazarus, who has nothing in this world. He's a beggar. He's eating the crumbs off the rich man's table. For his Obamacare health plan, he's letting dogs lick his wounds. And yet he loved the Lord. And God saved him, and God took him. I believe that Lazarus deals a true story. I think we're going to meet Lazarus in heaven, don't you? Amen. There is a book in your Bible. It's called the Book of Proverbs. I'd heard when I was a young boy that it was the book of wise sayings. And that certainly is true. Most of it was written by Solomon, maybe all of it, but it was written by Solomon. Solomon asked God for one thing. God was going to give him whatever he wanted. And Solomon said, I want to know wisdom. And God gave Solomon more wisdom than Confucius. Amen. More wisdom than Muhammad the prophet. More wisdom than Buddha. And more wisdom than all of Congress put together. God gave him wisdom. And so Solomon begins to write down. And what I'm going to do, I'm not going to go through every place in the book of Proverbs where it has the word wise. I'm going to read some scriptures to you. Now, I just want you to listen real fast to the word wise. Now, get this now. This is what I like. I like stuff like this. The word wise is in the book of Proverbs exactly 66 times in there. Your Bible has 66 books in it. Your Bible is a well of wisdom. And if you ever need wisdom, this is where you need to turn to. Can I hear you say amen? But let me just read it. I don't have all 66 of them listed. You can say amen to that. Okay, I cut her down pretty good, but I'm just going to read through what Solomon said was wise or about the wise, and I'm going to probably read most of it without giving any comment. You just listen, let the Holy Spirit lead you, all right? Proverbs 1:5, a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. Proverbs 3:7, be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. Proverbs 3:35, the wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. Think about the rich man. Think about Lazarus. We just said that. Wise people don't go to hell. Wise people do not go to hell. Foolish people do. Foolish people don't go to heaven. Wise people do. And you say, Pastor, I'm as dumb as a box of rocks. I don't have a lot of common sense. I'm not very well educated. I don't say things right. I have a limited number of things that I can do to get along in this life, but other than that, I don't have anything. Well, you're in luck. I won't say what luck. I'll say you're in grace. God has a well of wisdom that He wants to give to you to drink out of every single day so that you, watch this now, the lowest of us in this room, in this place today, God said, is wiser than the wisdom that is in this world. Who in here believes in God?
Amen.
Who in here believes in His Son, Jesus Christ?
Amen.
That He is the atonement for all of man's sins. You are wiser than most people in this world, including all the people working on quantum mechanics and doctors and lawyers and everything. You're wiser than they are. God's given you a gift of wisdom to know. You can say, you know what? I'm not a brain surgeon and I'm not a rocket scientist, but I know I'm a sinner and I know Christ died for me. You're wise beyond anything in this world. Let me hear you say amen. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. Proverbs 6:6, listen to this. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. You ponder that. You think about that, all right? I'll let the Holy Ghost let that sink into you. Proverbs 8:33, hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Proverbs 9:8, reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man and he will love thee. You know what that, I'm going to dwell on this for a minute. You know what that means? A wise man will listen to his friend telling him what's wrong. A wise man will. A fool will rebuke it and say, leave me alone, I know what I'm doing. I'll just ask you a question. Have you ever been in a situation, usually men, who get into something and they're saying, honey, just leave me alone, I know what I'm doing. Women love it when men do that. They're going, should have listened to me. See, rebuke a wise man and he will love thee. Honey, you were right. I should have listened to you. Proverbs 9:9, give instruction to a wise man and he will be yet wiser. You're never going to get finished being wise enough in this world. I always need one more piece of wisdom to help me get along. Amen. Teach a just man and he will increase in learning. Proverbs 10:1, the Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. A foolish son will make his mother go visit him in jail. Amen. Proverbs 10:5, he that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame. Proverbs 10:8, the wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. Proverbs 10:14, wise men lay up knowledge. That means don't stop learning stuff. Amen? Don't stop learning stuff. Hey, listen, I appreciate all you older folk who are, I mean, you've been forced into the electronic computer, tablet, smartphone age. Okay? You don't do as well as some of the teenagers do, but you're learning something. Amen? Keep it up. All right? And technology is always going to change. I remember my grandmother, I remember Meemaw, she got preaching tapes from a church and she had a tape player. She had no idea how to put the two together. So I said, well, Meemaw, you put the tape in like that, push it in, and you just press that button there. See, that's how simple. She come from a different school than I did. Amen? But she was always willing to learn. All right? But anyway, Proverbs 10:19, in the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. You know what that means? A wise man know how to keep his mouth shut. Proverbs 11:30, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Wise man will lead people to Jesus. Proverbs 12:18, there is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. Some people, when they open their mouth, they're just stabbing you with their words. They're fools. But some people, when they open their mouth, it's just like getting salve rubbed on a sore. Or ointment rubbed on your aching bones. That's what that is. Proverbs 13:1, a wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. Proverbs 13:14, the law of the wise is a fountain of life. to depart from the snares of death. Proverbs 13:20, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. You're the people that decided to come to church on Sunday morning instead of going to the football game or the baseball game or the basketball game or whatever game there was going on. You're the people that decided, I think I need to be around God's people today. Isn't that why we're here? Say me. You're not here to see me. You're not here to see me. You're here to see one another, fellowship with one another. All the wise people are gathered in this place today. And we like it that way. We know that we need to get with the people that's got some wisdom in them. Amen? So anyway, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Proverbs 14:1, every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. Ladies, you can either be wise and build your house. By the way, ladies, write down Proverbs 8. Write that phrase down and go read that. Proverbs 8. Wisdom hath hewn out her seven pillars. Wisdom is characterized in the book of Proverbs as a woman. A wise woman will build her house. There's a wise woman sitting over here. I met your house. I met your family. I met your son. I know your son. You did a pretty good job on this old guy. Okay? And what you couldn't do, Sherry finished the rest of it all for him. Amen? You see, wise women. Sister Waymire, she was a blessing to her house. Sister Aline was a blessing to her house. My mother was a blessing to our house. Sister Gloria, she's a blessing to her house. My wife is a blessing to our house. All of our kids go through that, like we did. We go through that time where our parents are idiots and stupid and don't know anything. We didn't know that how they keep breathing because our parents are so dumb. But then we get married. We get off on our own a little bit. And who do we go run to? I'm calling Dad. Dad, how do you fix this? Come on over and I'll show you how. The girls are always calling Lisa. Mom, what does it mean when this? Or Mom, what's going on here with this? Or Mom, what does this mean? And Lisa's just smiling from ear to ear. I'm not the stupid one anymore. My kids are. Amen. Listen, a wise woman will build her house. But we know in America, not every woman is wise. There are women in this country who do nothing but destroy their house. Most of them are single, and they've had four or five different men coming in and out of their house. That's not wise. You see, I don't like you preaching that way. Listen, somebody's got to say something. Somebody's got to say something. This world, God designed children to be blessed when they're living in a stable home with a mother and a father. And I'm going to say this. It can even work, and God will bless it, if a woman will be wise if she has lost her husband somehow, some way. God will still enable her to raise those children in a right way. It can happen. God will bless that. Do you believe that? Say amen. That's what I believe. I'm not trying to cast some kind of scourge on some woman who accidentally married some rat bag dog that run out on her, and she's trying to do her best to raise her children. I'm not against you at all. I'm for you 100%. Amen? But you and I know who we're talking about. There are women in Jefferson County who've had four, five, six children by five, six different dads, and there's a constant line of new men coming into the house. That woman's a fool. That woman is a fool. Amen? That's why our kids are getting messed up nowadays. This Bible's right. This Bible is right. Proverbs 14:16, a wise man feareth and departeth from evil. Sort of why, you know what I get afraid of? I get afraid God's going to get me. That's wise. Amen. You know who taught me that? My mom and dad taught me that. I was afraid my mom and dad were going to get me. Okay? That's wise. Proverbs 15:7. Oh, let me read the rest of that. A wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. You know what that means? He thinks he can do whatever he wants to and get away with it. He's a fool. There was a man that decided, he looked at what he had, and he decided that he wanted more. So he built all his grain silos. You remember that story Jesus told? Built all those silos, got his house all built up and everything like that. And he said, boy, it's coming in good this year. It's going to come in next year, come in next year, come in next year. Boy, and he got it all built, and he's all proud about it. And that night the Lord came to him in a dream, and he said, thou fool, this night shall the soul be required of thee. What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world? and lose his own soul. That's a fool. Somebody say amen. Proverbs 15:7, the lips of the wise disperse knowledge. If you got wisdom, you'll say something at the right time in the right way, and you'll pass that wisdom along. I made mention of this last week, and I've talked about this before. We've lost now a few members of our church to age and to death. They've just passed on, went from this world, and they went into heaven. Sister Waymire was one of them. Sister Aileen was one of them. Sister Bernice, she's still alive, but she's not able to get out and do what she used to do. She's watching at home. How you doing, Sister Bernice? We love you. She's watching at home, but she's not able to be here to pass down her wisdom. There are things, I believe it or not, not to me, but I went to, at times, Sister Bernice, Sister Hazel, Sister Waymire, to get a little counsel from them on things that I was thinking about. I went to them. I didn't do it publicly. I went to them privately. You know why? Because when you live 90, 91, 92, 96 years, there aren't too many roads that you haven't been down. There aren't too many things that you haven't encountered. There aren't too many things that you haven't experienced, and you kind of know where the good stuff is and you kind of know where the bad stuff is. Am I saying this right? You understand me? God ordains, and I read this out at the gravesite for Sister Waymire in the book of Titus. God wanted the aged women to give counsel to the younger women in the church on how to dress, on how to be toward their husbands, on how to live life, how to have a chaste conversation. They're to be sober, which means they're not sitting at home drinking martinis all day and taking pain pills just for the pleasure of it. That's they're at home and they're being sober and they're good wives. That their older women are supposed to pass that down to the young ladies. And I have a dream of a church that will take what we have learned from our older women, even our grandmothers and great-grandmothers and whatever, and are able to pass that down not only to our own children, but the other children in this church. Can I hear you say amen? Boy, wouldn't that be a good ministry to do? Amen? Boy, I like it. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doeth not so. Proverbs 15:20, a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despiseth his mother. Proverbs 15:24, the way of life is above to the wise, that he may depart from hell beneath. A wise man, again, wise people go to heaven. Fools go to hell. Proverbs 15:31, the ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise. Life will correct your course for you every now and then. Amen? That's why the state of Missouri thought it worthy to put these little bumps on the side of all of our roads in Jefferson County, on the side there where that white line is, because who's been driving at night in the rain can't see those white lines. Okay? But the state of Missouri, a little bit of wise, I commend them for it, to put those little strip of grooves about that wide and about that wide this way in the road, and when your tire goes over them, it sounds like you're flying in an airplane. Amen? See, that's wise. Because every now and then we make mistakes driving. And my wife used to say, honey, get back on the road. And I would say, I am on the road. It's your side that's off. My problem. A wise man will let life correct him back into the right way. Just like hitting those little ridges on the side of the road. When you hit them, you know them. There's no doubt about it, you're off the road. By the way, about this time last year when we had that blizzard, and I was here preaching that Sunday, we had a couple of our hardy Minnesota people here, and everybody else stayed home, but I had to drive home in the worst of that blizzard. You know how I stayed on the road? I put my tires on those bumps, and I rode those all the way home. Purring like a kitten. I didn't lose control until I pulled in my parking spot in our driveway and I went right off into the yard. Took me a week to get it out of there. But anyway, that's what happened when a wise man, he'll let life deal with him. He'll let life correct him. Proverbs 17:28, even a fool when he holdeth his peace is counted wise. That's another verse that attributes wisdom to knowing when to keep your mouth shut. Bite your tongue. Okay? I have a habit, and I hate to tell everybody my tells, but if I'm holding something back, almost normally I will go, I'll bite my lips, literally. I shouldn't tell everybody that, because then they'll go, what was you going to say? He that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. Proverbs 18:15, the heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. Listen to this, Proverbs 20. Listen to this. Everybody listen to me. Proverbs 20, verse 1. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. And whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Fools drink. Fools drink. Wise people don't. Or wise people will put it away. Amen. Who in here can remember some of the wisest thing that you've ever done while you were busted up drunk? Nobody does. But you may remember some of the stories that were told to you while you were drunk of things that you did do that were foolish. This Bible's right, isn't it? And you say, well, Pastor, it's getting all over me, and I just don't think I have it. And here's my point. In your flesh, you don't. It takes God's Spirit in you to make you wise and to give you wisdom. Who believes that? Say amen. This is not a message where I am relying upon your age and experience, where you have to rely on that to get by. Life will bring wisdom. But the ultimate wisdom that we need to keep ourselves going, to keep everything, keep our family right, keep our lives happy, must come from the Holy Spirit of God, because we don't have that in us. Proverbs 18:25, the heart of the... I already read that one. Proverbs 20, verse 26, a wise king scattereth the wicked and bringeth the wheel over them. You know what that verse means? When you're ready to start serving God and you're sick and tired of sin, God will give you a little bit of wisdom, and you'll start scattering all the wicked stuff away from you instead of gathering it all back together. Amen. Proverbs 24:6, for by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and in the multitude of counselors there is safety. Let people counsel you on decisions. Let people give you counsel on that. Proverbs 29:11, a fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards. Proverbs 30:24. Turn your Bible to Proverbs 30. Proverbs 30. Look at verse 24. There be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. Number one, the ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. Watch this. An ant, but this Bible's right. Ants this big. Ants are this big, if not smaller than that. But anybody who has been down to Texas, southern Oklahoma, any in that area down there, knows that if you've got one fire ant in your pants, that one fire ant can make you dance and run like nothing in the world can. Why? They'll bite you and you know you've been bit. Amen? I made the mistake. I was at a camp when I was in Bible college. I was at a camp down there and was in the dormitory there. And I made a mistake of putting my blue jeans down on the concrete floor next to my bed. And when I got up the next morning and pulled my pants up, I took two steps. And I went to screaming and hollering and trying to get those pants off me and kicked them off. My pants were full of fire ants. They bit me hundreds of times on my leg. They're little bitty things, but they're very strong. Here's the thing about ants. He said they prepare their meat in the summer. You ever watched ants when they find food? Those ants will go to that food. They'll tear off a piece of that and they'll start walking back. Watch this. An ant can carry, I don't know how many times more than his own weight. on them little bitty legs. But an ant, when he finds that he can't carry the piece that he's got, all of a sudden, something's happening and multitudes of ants are coming over to help him with that piece that's too big. And they together will carry off a piece of food that on their own is too much for them to bear. Are you getting the wisdom here? This is not man's wisdom. God is the one who put this in the Bible. And he said, that's why he said, consider the ant, thou sluggard. Go watch the ant. When they find food, they go get it. They don't wait around for it. They go get it. And they get it and they take it and they store it. And they've got it for when they really need it. That is wise. Somebody say amen. And I want to tell you something. I talk about how we go through cycles in life. Sometimes things are good, sometimes things are not so good. We're going through cycles right now in the wintertime. Who in here on this nice warm day would think about Roy going out, firing up the tiller and plowing up their ground so they can plant their garden tomorrow afternoon? Nobody would. You know why? We know it's not going to grow. We know it's not going to survive. This warm weather is going to turn back into cold. And we know that. So we plant in the spring. We harvest in the fall. Why? Because we know there ain't nothing coming up. December, January, February, into March, April, May. We've got to make that last until the next harvest. That's how our forefathers made it. Now we just go to the store and buy whatever we want. But our forefathers had to know this thing. We go through cycles in our life. And I want to tell you something. When you're feeling good and you're doing good with the Lord and God's blessing you and boy, you're high in the sky and everything's right, that's the time right there when you ought to get out and do some picking and storing. Get you some Bible verses memorized. Get you the Word of God inside of your soul and let it fill you and make you good and fat on your soul, because the lean times are coming around and you're going to need that there. How many amen to that? By the way, those ants, like I said before, they know for a fact that some things, listen to me, are too hard for them to carry by themselves. You got any wisdom from that one? Are you checking that one out? And you realize, by the way, the wise ant realizes that he can't do it on his own. And his wise ant friends realize that our ant buddy's in trouble. Let's go help him. That's good. Boy, that God's wise, isn't he? That's what wise people do. We always say, it's my burden, I'll carry it alone. Sometimes you can do that. Sometimes you can't. And the wise ant will know the difference and won't be ashamed to both give help and receive help. The ants are a people not strong if they prepare their meat in the summer. The conies are but a feeble folk. Yet they make their houses in the rocks. Conies. Somebody tell me what conies are. And if you say a hot dog with chili and slaw, I'm going to pop you, all right? They're rabbits. Okay? Nice, soft little bunny rabbits, right? Caleb and Sterling went out bunny rabbit killing yesterday. Didn't see any, though, did you? Okay? You know why? They made their houses in the rocks. Watch this now. What's the wisdom here? Weak people. Weak people. If you're wise, you'll make your house in the house of the strong and not of the weak. Amen? And Tony, I've never been rabbit hunting with you, but if you do it the way me and my dad did it, we'd go down to, there was an old fellow named Tomcat. He lived down around St. Mary's. He had a bunch of ground. And every year he'd cut brush and pile those brush piles up. And he did it for one reason. Rabbit season. Because we'd walk around those woods and come out in those fields and see that brush pile. And I'd see my dad walk up that brush pile and go coom, coom, like that and kick it. And those rabbits would come running out of there. As long as they were in there, they were in the house of the strong. They were in a place that was impenetrable by us. There's no way we could get in there unless we just tore it all completely apart. They knew that. They know they're weak. So they decide to make their house in a dwelling that's strong. Get some wisdom from that, people. You're not as strong as you think you are on certain issues in life. Can I hear you say amen? You're not as strong as you think you are. When wisdom kicks in, you will say to yourself, I know what my limitations are. I know there are things that I can't be around, people that I can't be around, situations and things that I cannot have anything to do with anymore. instead of you making your house in the weakness, make it out of rock. The rock is Christ, in case you hadn't figured that out. Amen? Build your house in the rock. Conies are feeble folk, yet they make their houses in the rocks. Verse 27, the locusts have no king, yet they go forth, all of them, by bands. Have you ever seen them move through? Have you ever seen? We don't get a lot of locust invasions around here, but in Africa and other places, they do. And when one locust moves, every one of them moves. And yet, there's not one locust in that group who is a king who is sending out a charge saying, let's all go. He's not telling them, okay, now turn left. Okay, now turn right. For some reason, God just put it, wrote it in their DNA, in their programming, that when one moves, they all move. And they all head the same place, and they all stop in the same place. And then when they cleared that out, they all jump up and move on to the next place. And no one, watch this now, no one has to tell them what to do all the time. That's wise. When you get to a place, young people, listen to me. You young people, you're just busting to get out of your house and home. Oh, I can't wait to get out. I won't have to clean my room anymore. I won't have to do what my, I won't have to come in early at night. I can do whatever I want to do. And yeah, you get out and you leave home and you do. For a while. You find out quickly that you're not doing so well when somebody's not standing there telling you, do this, do that, do that, do that. So you know what happens in a person's life? They get wisdom in them. God will give them a spirit. God will give you a spirit of wisdom. And no one has to stand over you and tell you what to do all the time. No one has to stand over you and tell you how to live. Tell you this is wrong. Don't touch that. Get away from that. Just stay away. No one has to tell you that anymore. You're wise enough and you're going, I ain't going over there. I ain't going over there. I'm not running with those people over there. I ain't going to watch this. I ain't going to watch this garbage on television. I don't need that stuff. I'm not going to listen to this music anymore. I'm not going to go to this pool hall down here anymore. I'm not going to those places anymore. I'm staying away from that stuff. And you don't have a king telling you what to do all the time, but all of a sudden, you're along with everybody else who's got wisdom, and they're not going to that place either. Amen? They're going to heaven. Somebody say amen. They're pulling in church parking lots on Sunday morning. Somebody say amen. That's wisdom. Amen. And then he said, verse 28, the spider taketh hold with her hands and is in king's palaces. You know what he's saying? I'm trying to wrap my head around this one because I hadn't planned on preaching on this. I was just going to read it and we're just going to move on. But here's what I think. Number one, the spider taketh hold with her hands. That means she and she alone is responsible for feeding herself. Now, I understand people get in situations in life where they can't do for themselves. I get it. God's people ought to have compassion on them. Amen? But if you have the ability, there are no spider welfare programs. Amen? There's no food cards for spiders. She's the one that builds the net. She labors. She works. She gets the net built. And then she waits. But she's decided that if she's going to eat it, it's going to be by her own hands. I love you. I love you with all my heart. But if there's things about this Bible that you don't know, don't lay that on me. That's you. After church on Sunday, if there's something that you think I didn't address, go to the Bible and have it addressed. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. If there's something that you need from God, you need your soul fed, then you do it with your own hands. Amen? That's what you do. That's what a spider does. That's what wisdom will do for you. Teach you how to, what does they say? Give a man a fish and he'll eat for a day. Teach him to fish and he'll quit his job. Is that how it is, Wayne? No, teach a man to fish, and he'll eat for the rest of his life. Why? He's like a spider. He's going to do it with his own hands. And you say, Pastor, I'm going to be... I had a lady write me an email this week. And she's confessing to me. She says, I want you to know that when it comes to spirituality, she said, I'm admitting to you that I am lazy. I don't read my Bible. I don't pray. I don't do the things that I'm supposed to do when I'm supposed to do them. I am lazy. And I'm asking for God's help. That may be you. It may be. What you need is for God to endow you and give you the gift of wisdom. So that when you walk out of this place on Sunday morning, you can feel satisfied. Amen. Boy, it's good to be in God's house. Good to be in church. Good to hear the message. And boy, Brother Mike, he just gives us verse after verse. Amen. Praise the Lord. But you walk out of here, and if you think that you've missed anything, then go back on your own and get it. That's wisdom. That's wise. God will do that for you. Do you believe that? Say amen. I want us to bow our heads this morning. And let's pray about the message. I told you this morning, I'm slow in thought, slow in my words. Happens every now and then. So I'm just glad I came prepared with about 35 Bible verses to give you. I'd just rather let the Word of God preach it to you than anybody. If you're here this morning and God's dealt with you about an issue in your life, you're looking at a situation right now, and you can see that you have not been wise about it. You've been foolish about it. I run into that stuff all the time, people. I run into it all the time with me. I realize I should have done this differently. I should have said this differently. I should have been here instead of being there. I just, that's how it is. And I pray and ask God for a gift. It's the spirit of wisdom. The spirit of wisdom. And I want to say this to you. God will give you wisdom, and He'll bless you, and He'll help you through all these areas of life. And I'm not saying you'll never make another mistake again, but here's what I'm going to tell you. The ultimate form of God giving you a spirit of wisdom is that you die and go to heaven. Like Miss Waymire, Sister Eileen, you die and you go to heaven. Even if you get some things in this world wrong, you were wise enough to fall at the foot of the cross of Jesus Christ and ask His blessing and to give you wisdom so you go to heaven. So this morning, I'm just going to ask you this way. If there's somebody here in this building and you don't think that if you died today, you probably would not go to heaven. I'm going to pray for you today. God will give you a spirit of wisdom so you'll know and you'll make the right choice. Maybe somebody's online listening and you've just been foolish about your relationship with God. You've been foolish about salvation. You keep saying, I'll wait another day, another day, another day, another day. And I'm telling you, at some point it's not going to happen. You'll be in hell and you were foolish at doing it. And you'd just like to say, God, give me a spirit of wisdom. I keep trying to make the decision on my own and it's not happening. God, give me a spirit of wisdom that I'll just come to you. God will do that for you. Maybe you out in Kenya, maybe there's somebody watching this church right now, this morning, and God's dealing with your heart, and you've never come to the Lord, you've never asked for His mercy, never asked for His salvation. You've just been running around like a fool doing whatever you wanted to do. I believe you'll ask God to give you the spirit of wisdom. All of a sudden now, you'll be making choices and decisions in life that you never thought possible. God will do that for you.